Absolutely. In fact, in the book, I talk about my first leadership position was as a patrol leader in a Boy Scout troop, and that there's nothing that teaches leadership lessons like trying to get a bunch of 11 and 12-year-old boys to do what they don't want to do, and you can't make them do it, and you're only a year older than they are.
When you talk to future leaders, what are some of your theories on leadership that you pass along to them?
I think one of the key things, and it's common sense, but it's amazingly how rare it happens, and that is when you first become a leader, and there are problems to be solved, the first thing to do is to listen. Listen to the people in the organization, the professionals, get their take on what's not working right. Talk to people on the outside who are familiar with the organization, whether it's an oversight board or elected officials or whoever. Anyway, get the broadest possible range of input in terms of what needs to be fixed, and then in cooperation with the professionals, develop an agenda for beginning that process of change.
We're in the middle of a pretty intense political campaign right now. As you look at the candidates, are you seeing a lot of leadership potential, or do you have concerns?
Well, I would say that of all of the candidates, I see maybe two or three that I think have the qualities of leadership necessary to be a successful president. I've worked for eight of them. I think I have some idea of the qualities that are needed, and I would say there are two or three.
We hear an awful lot of solutions offered on the campaign trail. How do you react when you hear these candidates describe in very simple terms how they would solve some very complicated problems?
Well, I think you hear a lot of rhetoric. I'm not sure I'm hearing any solutions. We're hearing some very grandiose promises and some very strident threats, but one of the disappointments of the campaign is that nobody really is talking about how they would solve these problems. Other than in the most simplistic terms that often are just totally unrealistic.
One of the ways you seem to have gone after solutions is to form broad coalitions, building support, bringing people in during the idea and formative stage. Is there enough of that going on now?
No, I think there isn't enough talking to one another. And frankly, this is the way things get done in a democracy. It's not just some guy coming in on a white horse and issuing orders from above. It's more of a collaborative process, because that's the only way you get change that lasts beyond the time of a specific leader in a specific job. You have to make allies and supporters out of the people who are in the organization in order for reform and change to last.
Things seem so polarized now. Is it even possible to build broad coalitions like you used to?
Oh, I think so. After all, Harry Truman was, by polls, was the most unpopular president in American history. And yet, during his worst days in the presidency, he managed to work with Republicans to pass the National Security Act and aid to Greece and Turkey that started our policy of containment toward the Soviet Union and the Marshall Plan and establishing the Defense Department. There were a lot of important things that got done despite a political environment that was probably every bit as polarized as the one we face now.